All right, we're about to learn something together, and we depend on this Detroit News reporter, Summer Ballantyne, to talk about this large turnout for last night's virtual hearing on the new data center that's being argued about in Saline Township. Summer, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Focus Show.
Thanks so much for having me today, Paul. I really appreciate it.
Well, it is our pleasure because you're about to educate us on the whole thing, the data center, the 250-acre project outside Ann Arbor that's proposed by some big tech companies. And a lot of people are racing to build artificial intelligence programs, and they claim that Michigan is far behind other states. Talk to us.
Yeah, so a data center is basically a giant warehouse that houses some of the computers and other equipment needed to support AI and the internet. And Michigan has not seen a huge influx of these data centers in recent years, in part because we didn't have the same tax incentives that some of the neighboring states did. So looking at the numbers across the U.S., we have about 2,700 of these data centers. Here in Michigan, we have 35 and another 8 proposed. And I'm getting those numbers from a regional economist from the University of Virginia who spoke with the Detroit News.
I'm going to put this in the simplest of terms because I'm a simple guy. And that is, this is reminding me a little bit about when we first started talking about windmills being the answer to solve all of our power problems, and everyone was all for windmills until you said you were putting one in their backyard. And it sounds like everybody was all in on data centers. Look at the tax revenue. Look at the jobs. Look at, wait a minute, not in my backyard. Am I right or wrong about that?
Well, because we haven't seen a lot of development here in Michigan, I think a lot of the concerns that I'm hearing from the public is we don't have enough information on this yet. And that was a lot of the feedback that was given during last night's public hearing that another Detroit News reporter attended, my coworker, Carol Thompson, who's been doing also really great reporting on this. So not everyone who attended the public hearing necessarily said, don't bring these data centers here. There were some supporters who were hoping for the economic development that it could bring. But we did hear from people who were saying, let's slow down. We need a little bit more time to learn about these data centers before we allow them to build all over the state.
I think one of the things that I hear on the outside is the concerns about water usage, the concerns about power usage, that the development, they want to be assured that the development's not going to lead to hikes in electric rates and all kinds of things like that. Did any of that come up last night?
Yes, definitely. The main concerns that people are bringing up about these data centers are over the impact on the environment. So how much water it will take to cool a lot of computers and other technologies that can overheat. If it's not taking a lot of water, then it's going to require a lot of electricity. DTE, which would be the utility company trying to partner with the Saline Township Data Center, they've been pretty adamant saying that it's not going to raise electricity rates, but there's still a lot of skepticism from advocates and members of the community about what it's going to mean for our electricity services.
Did anyone read the public comment statement that Governor Gretchen Whitmer submitted to MPSC in support of DTE's request? I'll read it very quickly so that my family here knows what I'm talking about. Quote, the reality is that data centers are going to be a big part of America's future. The question isn't whether they will be built, but rather, can Michigan benefit from these jobs and build data centers in a smarter way while upholding our strong environmental laws to protect our precious natural resources? We have an opportunity to do both, end of quote.
Yeah, that's another big sentiment that I have heard from especially people on the economic development side and people who just view that we need these data centers and, we really can't fight them. They're coming. Let's figure out a way to do them in the most responsible manner. That said, you know, many, many people disagree with that opinion and still are opposed to them. But there are two sides to the story.
Well, it's interesting. And Summer Ballantyne doing a great job, reporter for the Detroit News. And I don't know for sure if this is from your story, but it is said that Michigan data center development trails other Great Lakes states. And I guess I got to believe that at least at this point, that's true. What do you say?
Yes, absolutely. So again, quoting from the a regional economist from the University of Virginia, if we look at the entire Great Lakes state area, there are about 525 data centers in this area. Illinois and Ohio are big leaders. Illinois has 115 data centers. Ohio has about 100. Compared to that, Michigan has 35. So we're definitely behind some of the neighboring states.
Wow. Interesting. Very good. I'm glad you brought this to our attention and you spoon-fed me. Even I understand all of this. Thank you, Summer.
Yeah, thanks so much. And we'll be doing more reporting on this moving forward. So we're happy to help.
All right. We'll look forward in the Detroit News and look forward to having you back on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Summer Ballantyne, a reporter for the award-winning Detroit News. As we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR, heading toward 129.